cat stood in the doorway of the spare bedroom, eyeing the closet. She knew there were boxes of knickknacks and old things in there she needed to go through. But she'd been putting off the task for weeks. Whenever she reached that line on her to-do list, she skipped over it in favor of a different chore. It wasn't that she didn't want to get it done. It was just that she didn't think it would be very exciting. Kat always preferred to do something interesting rather than poke around in an old closet. But she'd put it off for too long. It was time to get to it and clean out the boxes. She rubbed her hands together and, with a determined look in her eye, pulled open the closet door. The cardboard box on top was filled with old notebooks from her days at school. Using her fingertips, she flicked through page after page of biology notes and reflections on history texts. She laughed quietly to herself, remembering all those hours spent with her classmates, wondering when the next stage of life would begin. And here she was now, wondering how the time had passed so quickly. She picked out a few sentimental pieces and put the rest aside. The next box had some old clothes. She found a few band t-shirts she'd picked up at a handful of concerts, and some others from various events she'd been to over the years. Kat thought it might be nice to make a quilt out of the ones she particularly liked, but that would be a project for another day. She moved on to the third box, and then the fourth, until finally, the end was in sight. With a sigh, Kat stepped back with her hands on her hips. For a moment, she surveyed her work. It felt good to know she could now check this off her list and never have to do it again. She was content with this small accomplishment. As she peered into the now empty closet, something caught her eye. There, on the back wall, was a faint outline. It was shaped like a rectangle, a little taller than it was wide. Kat got down on her hands and knees and crawled into the closet. She softly traced the outline with her fingertips. She felt the tiniest gap around the edge, as though it were a panel that could be removed. She shifted her hands from the top to the sides. With a gentle push, the panel came loose. Kat pulled it through the opening and set it down on the closet floor. She poked her head into the space and then she gasped. On the other side of the wall was a tall, spiral staircase leading up to a mysterious door. Kat considered her options. She could, of course, crawl out of the closet and back into the spare bedroom. Then, she could finish up with the boxes and move down her list to the next task. But it wasn't every day she found a secret staircase behind her closet wall. There was only one choice Kat could make. With a final glance back at her room, she shuffled on her hands and knees through the opening. At the base of the staircase, she stood up. There was nothing around her but the way up to the mysterious door. No windows or passageways. It was as though the staircase existed solely to bring someone like her from the closet to whatever lay beyond the door. She placed her hands on the brass railings. They were thin, yet sturdy, and ornately crafted with twisting spindles that went down on either side of the stairs. The brass was cool to the touch, and she liked how smooth it felt beneath her palms. Kat stepped onto the very first stair and began to climb. Up and up she went, turning round in a gentle circle as she followed the spiral to the next level. When she reached the top, she found herself on a small landing. Looking down, she could see the opening in the wall leading back to her spare bedroom. It would be easy enough for her to return home at any time. The thought made Kat smile to herself. Technically, she still was at home, she supposed. A secret door in the closet could definitely count as an extension of that space, after all. With that, she turned her attention back to the mysterious door. It was made of wood and had an ornate knob that matched the brass railings of the staircase. There was a little bronze plaque hung at eye level that read, "The Secret Room of Rest." It sounded delightful, Kat thought. There was no stopping now, so she reached out and turned the knob clockwise.